Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Only you can to make all this world seem right.
Welcome back, 23 After. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for staying with me. Hope you check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there. I'm also on Twitter at Jim Blasingame. Also on Facebook at Jim Blasingame. So check it out. Got a fan page there. And on the website, you can subscribe to my newsletter. We'll send you that every Sunday afternoon by email. We'll follow you home with our stuff. And on the website, you can also see other ways that we'll follow you home. So if you see something you like, let us know what you want us to send you, and we'll be glad to do that. Don't forget to take the poll question. Different question every week. We want to know what you think right there on the homepage. David Ramage is our guest, a new friend, head of the local business development division for eBay, formerly part of Mylo, which was acquired by eBay about a year ago. It's a local search shopping engine. And David, you've got a new, and that's eBay.com, you've got a new beta program that is it available to the public yet?
Yeah, it is, Jim. It's called Mylo Fetch, and small business owners can
Fetch,
go and check it out at Mylo.
F-E-T-C-H, Mylo Fetch. Okay.
Yep, they can check it out at MyloFetch.com. So it is in beta testing at the moment, and so people are more than welcome to try it. But in a nutshell, what Fetch does is that all those services that we were talking about in the last segment, it provides those to small and medium-sized businesses. So it's a simple, fast, and free way for SMBs to get the same visibility online as some of the big national chains.
Mm-hmm. And now, do I need, as a merchant, do I have to tell you when I plug in, when I subscribe to this, am I required to, in order to make this thing work, I need to tell you, give you access to my inventory? How do I do that? How does that work?
So we've worked pretty hard to make this an easy process, and I spend a lot of my time walking around and talking to small business owners, and a couple of things become very important. One is that they really want to just bring more feet off the street or from people's homes into their stores. The second thing is they're struggling to know how to compete in the digital age. They don't have engineers or full-time web developers that can help them. And so we've tried to simplify this process. So you basically sign up and you download a simple piece of software that takes just a few minutes onto your point-of-sale system in your store, and then it creates a secure connection to Mylo's database where we, every few minutes, we ask the system, has anything changed? Is anything out of stock that used to be in stock?
Right.
Have any of the prices changed? And then we take care of all the back end automatically. So we publish it all throughout eBay to its 97 million active users.
Wow, that's a great program. What does it cost me as a merchant? What does it cost me to be part of this?
It's free.
Wow, we like free.
Most people do. eBay is, as I said, trying to really take the E out of e-commerce and try to become a home of commerce. And
the merchants' access for merchants to be listed and to show up when someone does a local search is it doesn't cost anything, and to participate to go to Mylo Fetch.com and use the and try to find somebody to buy something from, that costs nothing too?
That's right. Shoppers can search on eBay as well as Mylo.com, which is our main shopping site.
Right.
Yep. And it's all free. For SMBs.
Well, that's a great service. Now, is this the only way to do this? Through Mylo Fetch. I mean, is it indexed? Is it? Can you get there from anywhere else? Are the pages indexed? I mean, if I did a Google search, would I find a Mylo Fetch reference somewhere?
That's right. If you search for Milo Fetch, you should end up at this place. And as far as we know, it's the only true place that provides this service on the web.
I've never heard of this before.
It's pretty new. So it's we were talking about this consumer behavior of using the web to research, but then going into the store to buy. That's not a new behavior, but the ability for small and medium-sized businesses to participate and get visibility in that type of behavior is very new.
Well, this is all part of what I call relevance, David. You know, it's not just enough to be competitive anymore. Being competitive is table stakes. That's just the threshold stuff. But if you're going to be relevant, you've got to be available to people. You've got to match their expectations. And more people have this kind of an expectation, and so, which brings me to your relevance, and that is, does Milo Fetch have an app, a mobile app?
So Milo, the site definitely does. We have apps in the Android and iPhone store.
So if I wanted to put a Fetch a wireless app on my phone, mobile app on my phone, I could go to MiloFetch.com and get it.
You search for the Milo app in either of those stores, and that's how you search for those sort of products. And I think that's a really important point to emphasize, is that by coming onto the Milo platform, you're not just getting onto Milo.com and eBay.com.
Right.
You are getting onto our apps as well as all the mobile.
David, I've got to wrap it up. I'm out of time. Come back again real soon. David Ramaj, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back. I will be too.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.